Whenever the sun don't shine on the west side, you know I'm sitting drinking by your side. Baby, I'm down for you. I'm down for you. See, baby, I'm down for you. I'm down for you. Whenever the sun don't shine on the west side, you know I'm sitting drinking by your side. See, baby, I'm down for you.
Spot where your girls be at. Told my good man to hit your phone, see where your head be at. We ain't speaking for 5 months, so I'm nervous now. You said that you heard my last shit, so I know you're mad. Oh, mess to that nigga. Uptown with the hitters. Pop a nigga like we pop a Willie. Niggas going crazy in the city. If we do a show up in the city, just know that the city steady rocking with me. Always keep it super thousand with you. Always down to run a mile for you.
Don't shine on the west side. You know I'm sitting drinking by your side. Baby, I'm down for you. I'm down for you. Baby, I'm down.
All right. What's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast. We're doing it a little different this week. I got, you know, LZ is not here with me. LZ is on vacation. He's out in Mind Your Business with Mind Your Business. Because respect people's privacy, bless up. He's out there enjoying his life because he's better than us broke niggas. But with me today, I wanted to do something a little different. Because y'all listen to Mike, and Mike is all man, macho.
Misogynist.
All right, you have not been introduced yet. Misogyny all day. Shout out to the patriarchy. Yeah, the patriarchy. It's shut up. Shut up, Willem, bro.
That's not an insult.
We have been, you know what I'm saying? We've had a lot of female friends on us. Really. You are still talking.
Yes, I am.
I am talking.
Yep, I am.
You insubordinate light skin. Relax.
God, crazy.
Can I intro, why, niggas?
Who hurt you?
Jesus.
A light skin girl?
Apparently. Apparently.
We're not going to
a couple
into
of
my
them.
Problems.
A few.
Now, unfortunately, and I don't know why I did it now that I'm sitting here, but I brought three of my female friends on to just have a ladies' night podcast. So I know all the misrepresented women that listen to my podcast and always wanted to tell me something and let me know something about them and let me know something about the struggle.
You gotta get your
God, Kaylin, I will boot you. I will boot you.
It's a good workout for the mouth.
Anyway, God, I hate you. I brought some of
you understand.
I brought some of my female friends.
How you hate your
to have the podcast on, and I will introduce them, even though they have introduced themselves. But I have had one that has been so sweet and so silent, and you know follows directions. I have never done so. So we're gonna start with the good one that's been behaving.
Oh, thanks.
Yes.
Behaving like she's a dog. We already started.
Oh my God! Shut it up. Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Miliana, guys.
Into the mic.
Oh my God, my mic keeps falling. Hey, I'm Iliana, guys.
Okay, Iliana.
Oh, I'm Jiggy.
That's Kaylin.
I'm Tiffany.
Tiffany. So I got, you know, I got all different flavors out here. All
right.
I got black?
I'm black. Don't start, Mike. Don't start. This is about to be a conversation.
Allegedly, right. She's black. When I first met her, she ain't black. So we got two of y'all are confusing.
What do you mean?
We got a black.
You know me my whole life.
Yeah, I know you your whole life. You're black.
Asshole.
And then we've got the Dominican Republic represented.
Shout out to you.
Oh, speaking of Dominican Republic, shout out to the Haitian niggas. It's Haitian Flag Day.
Is it?
Shout out to you extra niggas with
is
your flags. Nobody in here is Haitian.
Well,
shout out to the Haitian niggas. Shout out to you extra niggas with your flags and your big eyes. You know I love y'all. Sock pot saying all that. So we're all here. I'm glad y'all could come through. I know Iliana and Tiffany came all the way down from
hour and a half drive. That's love, Mike.
For real. I know, and I love y'all for it. They came. I called them about two days ago.
Don't let him fool you.
2 days ago. And I was like, yo, why don't y'all come down, be on the pod? And they literally jumped for joy. They was like, we've been waiting all this time for you to ask.
Blah, blah, blah.
Tiffany said her dreams came true. I had the text, so don't lie.
I wanted to know so bad.
I was really excited.
And then I asked Kaylin. She always down. And also, shout out to Kaylin. She has her own podcast with the homie Austin. Please plug that right now for real quick.
Huh?
Plug your podcast right now real quick.
Inebriated at the moment. Sorry. Okay. It's called Blurred Thoughts. We are on SoundCloud and on iTunes.
Y'all on iTunes? Y'all didn't tell me. Fuck y'all. All right.
Sheesh.
What's the subject matter?
The subject? Talk about black nerdy shit.
Right. Anime.
So, anime, comic books. All types of shit. We talk about stuff that like goes on in the
I guess events.
Yeah, not current. I don't pay attention to a whole lot of shit. Like literally, all I do is work, watch anime, read, and do shit like that. Like I'm alone. I don't have any friends. I tell Haven this all the time. But yeah, stuff like that. We just came from Comic-Con, so we talk about stuff like that.
Cool. Yeah, how was that?
It was oh my god.
This is in Philly,
so
right?
Fun. Yeah. It was so much fun.
I saw you was dressed as Raven from
Teen Titans.
From Teen Titans.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
You like full out costume and everything?
It wasn't like a full out costume. No,
she just had a regular fit on with the diamond she got on her forehead.
Can you shut your ass up? Right.
That's crazy.
Like, I got the idea from this artist on Instagram. His name is like Piccolo or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he draws like modern day like superheroes and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was like other people dressed as his characters too. It was fun. But I just like sprayed dye in my hair and had a bunch of glitter.
I'm trying to go next year.
You should do it.
But you gotta put like a bid in real early for that, right?
For the one in New York, not in Philly.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to go to the porn awards.
Where are the porn awards?
Yeah, I was just about to.
There was just some in Jersey earlier, like this year. Like, you can go and you meet the porn stars.
Isn't it, like, mostly white porn stars, though?
Nah. Pinky and Roxy Reynolds, they be out there.
Pinky old ass still coming.
Right.
Whoa. No Cherokee slander will be tolerated on this podcast.
Didn't she break tolerate?
What?
No, that was Prince Yahshua who got his dick broken.
I heard she broke a dick. Like, she was like...
It's possible,
Cherokee
but I know
Pinky?
The actor who got his dick broken was Prince Yahshua.
She crazy.
And she was heavy. She was
she big.
She,
she a big girl.
She's a thicker.
Ooh, she was more than that.
But yeah, back. Where did this go? Kaylin, how long have we known each other?
Too long.
Shit.
Okay.
Y'all, I can't remember. That's how long we've known each other.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's been a very long... What is this that we have? This
hatred how old are you?
That has brewed between us.
Yeah, I've known Kaylin 23? For a long time.
This is my brother, y'all.
Yeah, I've known her since I was young. We've been going to the same, you know, church, you know,
since
doing
we
choirs
babies.
And such things before I got unsaved and saved and unsaved again. I've known her for a long time. She's
very
a real good
time.
Girl, you know what I'm saying? She had a little face. She started eating pussy in 2010, but we're not going to talk about that.
Wow.
We can talk about that later, actually.
I bet you would like to talk about that.
Yo,
let's chat out. Let's say, like, 3 out of 4 people in this podcast have tasted pussy. So,
only 3?
And I'm the only one.
Shout out to you.
What do you mean, shout out to her? What's wrong with that?
We're not going to talk because I heard some stories
options.
About you, doggy.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Don't lie on me.
I know I'm not going to be hot, but I know 2 people at this table in this room got some things in common.
And
we'll talk about it later, but we ain't going to talk about it.
How you know that? We're going to talk about that shit later.
I have no idea what Mike's talking about.
Yeah,
yes, you do, but we'll talk about it later. It's going to be good.
And it was not 2010. Thank you very much.
Anyway.
I didn't start doing that.
How you know about that?
Don't worry about what I know.
Yeah, we don't really talk about
so
that.
So anyway, shout out to everybody that eat pussy at the table. yes, that's Kayla. I've known her for a long time. She's a good chick. She's a good girl.
I try to be.
Yeah, I'm happy to have known you. Mm-hmm. Ileana.
Michael.
When did we meet?
Freshman year.
Yes.
Bone Hall.
Yes.
Montclair State.
Mm. Class of 2015-16, Red yes. Hawks, Al. I met Ileana. She, you lived on my floor?
I didn't. I just hung out with people on
your
floor.
You hung out with people that lived on that floor. So she lived on the
14th floor. That was the all-girl floor.
Yeah. So basically, I met Ileana freshman year at Montclair State University. We lived in a freshman dorm called Bowen Hall, where it was just a mixed mash of people from all around the state of New Jersey, just hot and horny teenagers in a tall building, living out the year.
In the projects of Montclair State.
In the projects, living out their dreams, yep. Essentially. I met Ileana through some other Latina women that lived on my floor that I was trying to smash but didn't work out. Mm-hmm. But shout out to them. Yo, listen, what are y'all for? Anyway.
Ooh. Huh?
I'm
what?
I'm going to be your friend.
Yo.
Anyway,
wait. What?
I'm swinging heavy on the beginning, baby. I'm swinging heavy.
What just came out your mouth?
You already know what it is. And then I got, but you know, I Ileana, she stuck. She's really cool. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Yeah. And she just became, you know, you people, when you be around them enough, you just really grow and you get to know them. It's like, yo, she's really good. You know what I'm saying? And I hooked.
Before you say that.
I did, but go ahead.
I liked how I'm no longer friends with those people, but we still
throughout college. So you gotta drop dead weight sometimes. You already know.
Dead weight.
You gotta drop dead weight sometimes. Shout out to the dead weight.
Shout out to the dead weight.
And then the newest of the friends.
Hey, Mike.
It's Tiffany. Tiffany. Shout out to Tiffany. When did we meet Tiff? I really don't remember when I first met Tiff.
It had to be through me.
Yeah, I think I met you. I think Ileana introduced me to you and your friends. Sophomore year? Was that?
I don't remember.
I know. I think it was like sophomore, junior year.
Yeah.
And ever since then, y'all been ruling my life. Dead ass. Y'all been ruling my life ever since.
It's been a great time for you. Don't lie.
Ruining my life.
I think I said something real crazy when I first met you, right? I said,
"Oh,
like,
let's talk."
What
about
did I
it.
Say? Real crazy.
Let's talk about it.
Because that was back in my wild, wild days.
So I first met Michael.
What is it now? What days are they now?
These are my wash days. I'm real tame now.
He's more respectable.
Really? Yeah.
Oh man.
But I know it wasn't the first time I met you, but it's the first time like we really talked. It was at this program because I'm in a sorority.
Yes. Shout out to her sorority. We not going to say it, but it should be called Fine Woman Fine.
It's a multicultural.
God damn, I have not seen an ugly one
Michael,
in there yet.
Shut up. It's a multicultural organization. So
multi-ass.
So
everybody in the moment.
We had an event with his organization that he was a
yeah,
part
when
of
they pledge, they take a tape measure and they put it around your ass. If it's not 35 inches, you don't get in.
Anyways, so we had an event, and we were co-sponsoring with his organization that he was in.
Shout out.
And it was an event about interracial dating. And Michael comes over to me and is like, Tiffany, what's your take on interracial dating? I'm like, oh, I'm not opposed, you know, like, whatever. And he was like, so you would date a black guy? I'm like, Mike, I'm black. He was like, he looked at me with disgust. He looked at me with disgust, like, are you serious? Oh. And I was like... I never remember the show. I remember exactly how he came over to me and everything. Like, I remember everything. Because I was just such in shock. Like, this nigga is wild. Oh,
like God. Terry Crews and White Chicks.
I was like, so I'm not cute because
you were special. I thought you were exotic.
Right, exactly.
This is, first of all,
the
let's,
problem
let's
is
take it
that
back.
Black men exist.
Whoa! 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 Like, whoa.
Exactly
time out. Meet me. Back up.
Yeah, I do.
Let's talk about
this. Sparkles went away when he found out you wasn't something else.
This was
else.
2012, Michael. Michael of about 6 years ago. Let's take.
So you don't think that
we're not there yet? Can okay. I finish explaining?
That's crazy.
Go ahead.
Because haven't you've had a
he got a black
a
mama?
Thing, that's not that too, but you've had a thing for my mom since you were like
your mom's a stallion now, and that's That's just pure bread right there.
No, no, no. He likes black women, but like, you know, in college, like, it was an accessory. Like, oh, let me get a cute Latina girl because they're exotic.
If you had brought him to my church, I would have brought him back to reality real fast.
Yo, we're not. This is not going to turn into the slam mic.
You were saying, Mike. You were saying something important.
Thank you, Ileana.
We could talk about.
So this was 2012, okay. Mike. Mike was not as woke as he was, as I am now. Now, you are a confusing-looking individual.
I look black.
You do not look black.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't. And then,
I grew up a pale child.
And then with the context.
So you're not going to tell me.
You are a pale one. It takes one to know one. Y'all know confusing. Aliens know aliens when they see other aliens.
So why are we?
So hold
we're
on.
Light skin, we're
hold
aliens?
On. Hold on. Oh my God. You just chitty and chatty. The light skinned ones don't. They don't never shut the mouth. Damn.
Did you think my father was white?
I don't know.
You've seen my mom, though, so it's like...
Hey, listen, you could be adopted for all I know, but your mom's a stallion. Like, I don't see your mom, you when I see your mom. I'm glad you don't,
because that's weird.
But in the context of when I met Tiffany...
She's like 60.
Tiffany was a woman that hung out with a lot of other multicultural Latina women. So you throw this young lady in a mix with 30 Puerto Rican girls... I'm going to see a Puerto Rican girl. You blend in.
It wasn't all Puerto Rican girls. He lying.
Oh, and Dominican and Cuban.
Those
and
are black. Different. Those aren't the same.
It was one other black. We're not going to do this. I know the crew you run with. So, ran with, whatever. So, you blended in like camo. And that's what I saw you. And I was like, okay.
But my question is...
Back in 2012, Mike, who was a different person?
Let me ask, back in 2012, Mike, what made me more attractive than if you thought I was Latina than me being just black?
I don't think it was a less attractive is what I expected.
You look so disappointed, Mike.
I can't.
And you literally were like, oh, and walked away. You got up and you were like, oh, okay, I didn't know that, and walked away.
So if you knew she was black, you think you would have walked up to her the same way?
Absolutely.
No, he wouldn't.
Absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely.
Lying.
I was caught off guard. Absolutely.
So when you met her and she told you that she was Dominican, did you believe that she was Dominican?
Mm-hmm. Because she was hanging out with two Latino girls.
So what
that
does
don't
that
mean
make?
That I'm something because I hang out with them.
But it kind of does.
It grew up.
No. Let's move the context again. In the context when I met Ileana, that was freshman year. Freshman year, you're in a new place, you're in school, you know the time limit to make new friends is about 3 weeks. Right or wrong?
Right.
So, obviously, if you are of Latina descent, you're going to cling more to people that are like you. Like, I'm not about to, you didn't see me hanging with all the white boys that hung out on my floor. As soon as I went down to the 10th floor and I saw where the niggas was at, that's where I stayed. So, I saw you and I was like, okay, Ileana, that don't really sound like a black name. Then I saw you hanging out with you, who you was hanging out with. And I was like, okay, cool, I buy that. But her, come on, she blended in like Kim. We're not going to do this.
Me personally, I grew up in like an area that was super diverse, multicultural.
I did too.
All right, so that I don't feel like... I'm from Roselle, but I grew up pretty much like in Elizabeth. Super like, as a big Latino community there. So, I don't feel...
Say Latino again, say it again.
No, nigga.
So when you say... Don't she sound... Exactly.
So what? Because I'm not
Ileana, she sound black right now?
I don't know what sound black sounds.
Oh, don't do that. Yo, you see her eyes. So she,
what
yo,
is sound black? You want her to be ignorant so bad.
Oh, my God. Like,
she's not ignorant because she's my friend.
These
What's
are
up?
Fair
What's
assumptions up? To make back then when I first met y'all. Is all
nah,
I'm
just admit you was ignorant.
I might. Yeah, I was ignorant back then.
Problematic.
And, you know, okay.
Your whole life.
I had some conflicting issues with the norm of society.
Oh, I heard it was your whole life. Oh, shit. I tried to give you college,
I mean,
but...
you know, I never switch up. You're...
So you still problematic?
Of course.
In my own type of ways, absolutely.
Mm. Okay. It's because he needs God, and he's always missing the message because he falls asleep when he go to church.
Oh, he be falling asleep at church. Like,
yo, he be
that's
dead
crazy.
Ass.
He leans forward
on the pew, like,
oh, no.
In front of him.
Yo, that's what the crackheads be doing. Why you do that, Mike?
He mad as shit.
All right, let's move on before Mike blows a gasket.
I didn't know, so now I know.
Imagine growing up like a child in church. You coming to get, you know, get closer to God, and this person has been attached like a leech attached to you your entire life.
Oh, that's
talking
cute.
About. How your mother's ass.
Oh no.
Is just all
but
different
you haven't
types.
Seen her mom's
it
ass.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I can't
imagine
her
growing
mom's
up
ass.
With
that's
that.
Rude.
Listen.
Imagine growing up with that. And that's your mom. My mom. How old are you?
I don't care.
You have to be like
24,
20,
right?
Y'all must be 24, 25. My mother is 61.
She
like
61 strokes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. What could last that long?
Then it's nap time.
You could last that long?
Huh?
You could last that long?
Who you been talking to?
I listen to your podcast.
You know who I've been talking to.
That's crazy. We're gonna move on. So yes, these are the ladies.
Hey y'all.
Unfortunately.
What do you mean?
No, shout out to Ileana.
No, everybody, you love us.
Ileana's been good. The other two.
Been good. You know, she's been handling like a good dog. It's cool.
Waffle and butter pecan have been acting up over there.
I don't like butter pecan.
I know, but you're,
I do.
You're the I can be butter pecan. I'd rather
it's
be
old
waffle.
Lady ice cream.
It is. My grandma used this shit.
I didn't know this turned into the Kaylin Tiff podcast.
Yo, that's for real. We don't collab. We
this
don't
have car to show you. This is great. Jesus Christ.
Yes, we definitely going to have
so, it. Oh yeah. So first thing I wanted to get into, honestly. Because I've been hearing about this all week, and ever since I first seen it, I wanted to talk about it. And especially now, it's more appropriate because I have women here with me. So, Spotify, right? It's Spotify. Spotify has taken the music of R. Kelly and XXXTentacion. They have, like, banned them due to their, like, they're like a hate speech policy or a hate, something like that. Hate crime or hate speech policy where they have taken their music off of playlists. I don't think they have taken their music off of their actual streaming service.
No, it's just a playlist.
Anyway. Yeah, just a playlist. But for artists like XXXTentacion, who's an independent artist, he gets a lot of his buzz through generating plays and streams off the playlist. Now, let's start off this topic by saying fuck Robert Carroll, fuck Robert Kelly.
I was about to say, who the fuck is that? Ew. Ew. Robert Garrett.
You're keeping it real with you, Mike. So, that's what you want, right?
Huh?
Go ahead.
That's what I want.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
So fuck Robert Kelly. Fuck R. Kelly. He's a scumbag. He's disgusting. They need to throw that nigga in the deepest volcano.
They do.
However,
his music
and I don't like this
awesome,
nigga either.
Amazing.
I don't like this nigga either, but
who, Chris Brown?
They've started to talk about putting Chris Brown on this list.
Why don't you like Chris Brown?
Because
he smacked Rihanna.
Not even that. He's just a dude that is like refused to grow up. Like,
yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Like,
what you think it is? You think it's like drugs? You think it's people
it's
around
drugs,
him?
I think it's
drugs.
All that.
It's definitely drugs.
I think it's his mental condition also.
I think it's all that.
It's the money. It's everything.
He has a lot of enablers around him that just... He has a lot of yes men around him that just let him do what he do because they want to be on his good side. They don't want to challenge him because they want to be around him and leech off him. Because nobody wants to tell him, yo, nigga, you got, come on, put the coke down. Like, nobody wants to harsh the mellow at the cocaine Chris party. You know what I mean? You got to keep it flowing.
That's fame for you, though.
It's like it's a pattern of behavior. It's like, bro, you don't learn a lesson. Like, you don't learn. Like, you don't get it. Like, and that's the problem is with me. And then, when you have a lot of people, his fan base, that continue to go through hoops and hoops of fire to defend this nigga.
Hoops
it's like,
of fire.
To
yes.
defend this nigga, I'm like, yo, bro, you, like, it's just too much. But for this one, I don't usually is on his side, but this one is like, you can't take this nigga's music off for one, for really one thing that he does. Chris Brown.
Chris Brown didn't do one thing. He did one thing and then did several other things but after that.
You can't put Chris Brown on the same level as R. Kelly.
Why is there a level, though? If you do wrong, wrong.
What did he do, though? Like, what exactly did he do?
What R. Kelly did?
No, I know. I know that.
Chris Brown, he has one documented case of physical abuse. Definite, done. He did that shit.
Rihanna.
Now you have Tim just being a shitty person.
Okay.
Not really legal things. It's just him being a dickhead.
But I know, like, I think he was threatening to, like, kill Karrueche or something like that. And that's, I don't know exactly details, but I know he threatened to kill her at one point. She had said that he threw her down the stairs, all this stuff. It wasn't proven, but I know she did get a restraining order against him. So several incidents with her. Then there was that recent sexual assault thing that happened, allegation at his home. There were other sexual assault allegations with him, too, though, I believe. It's like he's done several things.
I mean, I understand.
People like Chris Brown, they sneeze and they get sexual assault charges. So
you're right. Maybe it's not true, but...
I
don't want to dismiss it, but it's like...
But, like, I feel like...
Those come a lot. Like,
But would you be surprised if it was true?
I kind of would.
I would expect Chris Brown... To hit a woman, I wouldn't expect him to rape nobody.
No.
Absolutely not.
I feel like he, for his whole life, has gotten everything he wanted.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't put it past him at all.
I mean,
I was shocked about
I'm not going to go to the wall defending this nigga, but if somebody told me Chris Brown raped, I'm like, I don't think so. But if you told me he hit him, yeah, he did. Like,
I was shocked about like Fab and that shit with Emily.
Oh, well, yeah.
But, he said Fab's Dominican.
Half Dominican.
She's like, we're not fully claiming his ass.
Fab looked like he beat bitches up, bro. He matched too much to not.
I wanted to say, you said.
Okay. They were spotted at control. Okay. That doesn't make him less of an abusive piece of shit.
Not at all.
He just manipulated.
He does it, but it's just like.
Yeah, she stayed, yes, because it's a cycle of mental abuse that makes her stay. She's dependent on this nigga, dog.
Financially dependent. She got kids with him. She in love.
She's dependent.
Have you said that with anybody else?
We're positive that he hit her, right?
I mean, yeah, he went to court, and she was sitting there, like, supporting him.
I'm not too familiar with the situation, but we're positive that he put hands on her. And
I'm pretty... I know, went to court with him, and I think she dropped the charges. I think that's what happened.
So...
Now, I heard that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he knocked her teeth out.
Her front teeth out, yeah.
Okay, allegedly.
Allegedly. Like, you got proof of that?
We got pictures of her smiling with natural her teeth still.
She got him fixed.
He got him fixed. One looked fake and one
Instagram
pictures.
Get them shits fixed, bro.
Yeah.
No, very true, but it's just like...
We don't know if it's true or not, no.
We don't know, but given... No,
did you see the video?
Given the video and that exchange...
Yeah,
That lets me know some pattern of abuse... Huh? Yeah, that's abuse, my nigga.
Did you see the way she reacted?
Did you see what he did?
Come on.
He threatened her.
He jumped at her and then she was scared. That nigga does that. He's scared of her.
You got it.
She's scared of him.
You could tell, like, as a woman.
You could tell she is scared of that man.
You could tell, like, a woman who's afraid of a man. Like, you could tell, like, the way she was reacting towards him. Like, if she wasn't scared, like, if she was like, oh, I'm just recording this shit just because, she wouldn't have been jumping back.
Not
she
like
was
that.
Literally scared.
She was terrified.
I was like, usually when I, like, follow the shade room, I go through, like, the comments. Mm-hmm. And people were noticing how, look how she's jumping back, but she'll still go and antagonize him. But then jump back, be scared, and then still run back to him
all the time.
Record, like, antagonize him.
Like, yeah, they both fucking nutty. How
it's
about
an
that?
Abusive relationship.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's
like,
a
very toxic
thing. It's bad on both ends. But, nigga, if you're fabulous, you can't be out here within a toxic, bad thing getting filmed, my nigga. No,
yeah,
you can't.
That shit's crazy.
I'm sorry. It might be a burden on you, but you're fabulous. She's just Emily B. You can't be out here looking crazy. But back to the Chris Brown thing. We're putting him on the same level. When you say, like, take his music off, let's look at who's had their music taken off. R. Kelly, XXXTentacion. The things that they have done or they've been charged with are like sickening.
What has the other
one
been
charged
with?
What has XX been charged with?
XXXTentacion is like beating up his pregnant girl.
Sheesh. Was he like messing with a minor too? Like a.
Yeah. I think it's something with that too. I'm not 100% choking. He's choking
Tekashi
women.
Tekashi was messing with a minor too. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Yeah.
Oh, that's him. Never mind. I always get them mixed up.
But you know what?
No. So when you say that, you got to say, all right, it takes this level of egregious behavior to get your music taken off for whatever amount of time. As much as I don't like Chris Brown, you can't look at he's been accused of or what he's done and even equate that, first of all, to R. Kelly's ass. Because that nigga has been doing shit for decades and decades of just shit.
Chris Brown, it's
still developing stuff. Like, he just had a story like 2 weeks ago or last week where he got caught with a chick that's not of age, that he's been keeping kids as pets, aka sex slaves, in his home. So Chris Brown, and then once you do that, I think it starts a slippery slope.
But you know what? Did you hear about, I want to say it was XXXTentacion, he released an Instagram picture and he put like, okay, you're going to take my music off? All right, take all these people's music off. And he listed all these people who had allegations, charges, all that stuff. So that's what I'm saying. If you take one person, if you hold one person responsible for their actions, you got to hold them all responsible. Exactly. So it don't matter.
Like, what is it called? No tolerance?
Zero tolerance.
Yeah, like.
So that's what I'm saying. It starts a slippery slope.
No, it does.
But hold these entertainment artists accountable for their actions. Stop doing crazy shit. Yeah. You got a spotlight on you. You know that. Yeah.
If you don't want it to mess with your money, don't do it. That's it.
That's very true. But I think that that's easy to say when you're not a celebrity and you don't have all this money and access to different things. And when you have this money and access to different things, you're just that much more vulnerable just to shit happening to you.
Vulnerable.
Right, but regardless of celebrity or not.
Just
we're
like
both humans.
Shit, like you have a party, right, in your mansion, just kicking it, like the Chris Brown situation. And some nigga that you don't really know, but he's your man's, is being a rapey nigga at the party. And now, but it's Chris Brown's house, so you're in trouble.
Okay.
They don't say Chris Brown's man's. They say sexual assault at Chris Brown's house. Because Chris Brown, he could have been he could have been doing coke in the basement, as he probably was. And it happened in the car in the parking lot. And
telling me that if you're Chris Brown, you're going to have random niggas that you don't really know like that and with you?
He has big-ass parties.
Those niggas have big-ass parties, bro.
They have big-ass parties.
But if you got a record like that, you need to know who the fuck in your
house.
That's
very true.
You need to be responsible.
Back to what he said about having yes men around you.
Exactly.
Eventually,
he got to be responsible for himself, his reputation.
That is true.
At the end of the day, you got
to... But he's not the first artist to be like that.
Oh, of course not.
Most of them have came through and...
I don't think it excuses...
Like not at all. It doesn't. I'm not saying it does.
Chris Brown is a special case because he had so much potential.
Yeah.
Like, so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he just fucking blew it. He fucking blew it. Niggas gave him another chance and he blew it again. Like, after that Rihanna shit, like, niggas was gonna let that slide.
Who?
Niggas let it slide for a bit.
They got back together afterwards.
Then they got back together for a little bit. Niggas let that slide. And then he just came back with this fake blood energy. And then you go to jail and you're continuing the fuck. Like, nigga, we want you to win.
Let me Google how old Chris Brown is.
He still has.
He's only 27?
Yeah.
He's only 27.
And he looks 40 because he cracked the fuck out.
It's cocaine.
Whatever it is, it's all of it. He's doing a lot of it.
I just feel like if you keep looking at these celebrities like, oh, I understand you had a hard childhood, get your ass in counseling like the rest of us. Go get counseling.
Niggas
go get your
therapy.
Okay, yeah. Chris Brown is 29, guys. Almost 30.
Work your shit out.
Shout out to therapy.
Yeah,
definitely. Therapy,
it really changes lives.
It does.
But it's a hard, like, speaking of therapy, I just want to talk about my former man. Kanye West.
We need to talk about him.
But it's like I'm tired of hearing this man's name.
And y'all know me. I was a very hardcore Kanye stan.
We know.
You know what? I just want to say, I heard this YouTube video about someone She was actually responding to the This Is America video. Mm-hmm. And she was bashing it. She was saying how we put so much pressure and expectation in these celebrities mm-hmm. to be activists, to be political role models, and that's not what they are. They're entertainers. Mm-hmm. And that really, like, hit home with me with the Kanye thing, because I'm like, yo, what do y'all expect from me? He's an entertainer. He's about, at the end of the day, he's about bettering himself, bettering his brand. Like, whatever he's going to do is for him. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. he's just an entertainer. He's just a person.
I think it is kind of trolling y'all.
Now, this, that I don't too, fuck what he
but
is.
But I don't know. Trolling y'all because the album's coming out. I don't care. It's not real. It could. You don't have to do. You don't have to take it to that extreme.
A DVD sneaker coming out. Fuck that.
But at the same time, he's a person, but... At the same time,
nah, I would get down with all that shit you just said, Tiffany, about that nigga. But if he wasn't the same nigga 10 years ago on fucking national TV talking about Bush but doesn't care about black people.
Were you the same person 10 years ago?
No. I'm not. This is different. What I was 10 years ago doesn't affect a generation of people because mad people don't care about what the fuck I do.
There's so much celebrity worship in this country. It's scary. It's celebrity worship, man.
It's not celebrity worship.
With Kanye, yes, it is. It is. It's a lot, and it's not just Kanye, but like Beyonce, like all of that. Like
if Beyonce came out tomorrow and was like, "I love Trump," people would go fucking crazy. And how many people do you think would become Trump supporters because Beyonce said it?
Same thing happened with Kanye.
That's crazy.
His support went up since that whole thing.
These are just people.
I
don't agree with his views, but I'm like, all right, I don't agree with him.
I don't agree. I'm tired of hearing about him. At the same time, you being black and being where you are in life, that's important for other black kids that are looking at you and people that you influence. That's like, it's like saying like, oh, well, whatever Obama does doesn't really matter. Like, it's like people are looking at him like that's the first black president. You represent something to somebody else.
No, I get what you're saying, but
that's what I'm saying.
I feel like
being that he's Kanye, like he's
every
Kanye.
Black person isn't going to be for the community the same way we are.
I get that. It's just that what he said, you took it. I was fine with you just being weird and mean to yourself.
This
you
is what's
went out in public
him.
And said some stupid shit.
It's like, we know, we could just visibly see that you're out here pimping us, my nigga. You using the black community when it suits you.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever community is fucking with you at this time. You was fucking with us when it was back in the fuck Bush days. He don't care about black people, blah, 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 blah.
That's what I'm saying.
And now you got your clout up, you got your money up, you got your influence up to the point where enough of this elite echelon of white America is going to accept you and bring you in. Now that you've gotten that and you clung to that, it's like, I don't need these niggas no more.
Just like I said.
And I'm going to throw them to the pack. And now it's like, I can really go on some, I'm with the Trump, I'm doing this, that, and the third. And it's disappointing.
I think his dream was to always be the person he is now, though. I genuinely do. I think he always wanted to be this fashion icon, this rich. Mm-hmm.
Married to a light-skinned woman.
Yes. Like, all of the wealth.
Growing up, listening to his music, I remember my uncles telling me that he only wanted light-skinned women or mixed women in his videos or something like that. And he called them mutts. He only liked mutts.
I think this is exactly who he was. I think he milked the community.
Like,
I think he put out shit that was popular, like, oh, let me do this, let me do that, because that's what they want to hear. They're going to get me to this level, and then I'm going to act how I want to act.
Didn't Amber recently say that Kanye and Trump have the same personality?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she just said that recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
No touch.
What's your problem with Amber?
I love her.
Amber.
Yeah, like, niggas hate her.
I can't stand that bitch.
When she said that all bitches from Philly was ugly. I was like,
she said that?
Yeah, she was like, she was the only pretty female in Philly or something like that. I was like, she's
like,
my
mother's
from Philly.
I ain't gonna slander women.
You
like
got
that.
Some Philly listeners.
Right.
Philly is
yes,
bad.
Yes, you do.
21 Savage?
What?
Does she love him?
Yeah, nah, but it was like the message, it was almost like what she did was like almost hypocritical to what she's been preaching.
She's a hypocrite.
She another one. She not an activist. She's just because she did this slut walk, now she a feminist.
Stop,
fuck out of here.
So do I.
I don't have a problem with her. I just feel
man.
Like
throw slang.
Yo, did anyone listen to the J. Cole interview?
That's about it.
What?
Did anyone listen to the recent J. Cole interview?
I didn't know.
So
hear the
he talked a lot.
That bullshit.
Oh, yeah, he's a J. Cole hater.
Nobody listen to that bullshit.
All right, I'm talking to everyone but Mike. He talked about celebrity worship. He talked about celebrity worship and how we're so.
Excuse you.
Mike,
excuse you,
yo, you're rude as fuck.
Right.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
About how.
What did J. Cole say?
We're so. So hooked on the celebrities, like what they're
before,
doing next and the drama and shit.
And I ain't never did this before, no.
It really impacted me because I'm like, yo, we all sit here following Baller Alert, Shade Room, all this shit, wondering what Kim Kardashian is doing next. Kylie Jenner. Yo, fucking, when she had her baby, that shit had crazy views.
Like, it was a damn Super Bowl. Who gives a fuck?
Like, she 19 and had a baby.
Wedding. I don't give a damn about them getting married.
People just want to know they went right.
That's crazy.
Yo, J. Cole speaking some real shit.
What?
You know what to also quote him?
Oh, here we go.
You think that you the shit?
Oh my god!
But you can't outfart me, Jim.
He always has. Oh. He always says that. But nah, but
yeah, we out in Barbados, cheese, eggs, and potatoes.
He minds his business. Bruh. He stays out of the out of the spotlight.
Just like all right,
since we're talking about J. Cole
grew?
Real quick, we're talking about music. We're gonna do J. Cole. What do we think about this new album?
Shit was amazing.
We have an amazing.
I don't have an opinion. I'm not really like a fan. Don't really care.
I love J. Cole, and I thought it was. I thought it was kind of boring at first, but...
Like, oh.
Shut the fuck up. But I listened to it again after I heard his interview and really listened to more about how he interpreted it.
Shouldn't have put this much work in to listen to an album.
I feel like there is a process of listening
to
someone's art.
Is.
I view music as an art. Like, it's really something that someone's culminating for you to, like, really interpret. And so listening to how he interpreted it and how... his reasons for releasing it, I was like, oh shit, this is great. And so I listened to it again today. I was like, oh yeah, this is a really good album. But at first, I didn't see his vision. So I was just like,
The only line I liked was the part he was like, you're going to end up on Loving Hip Hop.
She
watched Loving Hip Hop.
No, because I thought it was like, oh.
You watched Loving Hip Hop.
That's Ronald Ross. He could be like Peter Guns. Oh, like Peter Guns?
Does he need a mic? Can people hear him?
I guess they will. Not they don't.
What you mean? He's
damn,
saying important
right.
Shit.
I listened to the album. Excuse me. Three times.
The
first time it was like, eh. And then I was like, let me listen to it again. And it was still like, eh. But after the interview and he talks about Kill Edward, how Kid Edward formed, and his interpretation, like you said, it was just, I appreciate it because I understand that, you know? But I definitely think obviously it's not a classic, it's not his best work.
Yeah, it's not.
I enjoyed it more after listening to
definitely.
I loved it.
Cool.
Mike is such a J. Cole hater.
J. Cole. Nah, I thought the album was cool.
You listened to it?
I listened to it 1.5 times.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
Did you listen to Janelle Monáe's album? Did you listen to Janelle Monáe's album?
Nah, I didn't get to that, to the Eat Pussy album yet.
That's what I was about to say. It's the Pussy album. She that talks album about vagina is... a lot.
I saw that video where she had a whole bunch of girls. Ooh! She was letting it fly. I was like, okay.
That's my baby.
I thought if a nigga
animal
made a video like that, it'd be disgusting, but you know how that goes.
I mean, nobody wants to see balls.
No, I'm saying if a nigga made a video
like
with pink
balls,
no,
ugly.
I didn't say
it.
Ugly
dicks.
Y'all be wondering why we don't like dick pics, because them shits are ugly.
Yo, and then y'all niggas be sending it, like, when we don't ask for them.
Right.
Like, who
like,
wants that shit?
Nobody wants to open a message and
that's
see
not turning me on.
All and right, y'all don't be putting right, lotion so on them.
Since this is where the podcast
putting
is going
what
now.
Lotion on them.
Lotion
they
on
be
them.
Ashy.
Ashy. So, hold on.
No, you see that?
Hold on.
Seeing every fleck of
she not holding on.
That shit is a problem.
God damn, Kayla. You don't know when to stop. When you start a sentence, you're like, I have to finish. Like, shit.
Well, why are you interrupting her?
Right.
Because this is my part.
Yo.
Okay. Now, since this is where the podcast is going for some reason, because half the table has taken it that way, who at this table has received an unwarranted dick pic?
Oh my God, me.
Just raise your hand.
Oh. You're raising your hand, Mike?
Yes, I have.
What? You gotta tell us.
I've told this story before. Y'all don't listen.
Oh, I listen to
this. This is how you weed them out. This is how you weed out the people who don't listen.
I listen to most
anyway,
episodes.
Ileana, no, none for you?
My hand
not that I didn't want, no.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Hey. All right. All right. So, all right. Me. This is back in my Tumblr days when I was on.
Oh, shit. I know this story.
When I was on Tumblr, and basically, you know, Tumblr was a community where, you know, I first found out that, oh, hey, it's a market for the hefty brothers out here. There are women out here that are specially seeking up for the chunky brother as such as myself, the Gerald LaVert types.
Oh, no.
So, you know, I post my pictures up there, you know, saying, you know, hashtag chubby grand, da, 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 da. But then I realized that there's a section of the gay male community that likes chubby men, and they call them bears.
Yeah.
And apparently,
yes,
I was mistaken for one of those. Mm. And then the messages came flooding in. And it was bad.
I'm sorry.
I got pictures of things I never wanted to see ever again. I got pictures of assholes. I got pictures of ball sacks, hairy ones at that.
Are they wrinkly?
I've gotten dick pics. I got a dick pic with a caption that goes, yo, you be out in Philly, bro?
You close to Philly. Face?
Like I was supposed to just continue that conversation. Like, yeah, I'm really close. Want to have a coffee?
He was expecting you to say yeah, obviously.
You want a grinder?
And now, and then when I like, for real, like, when women used to tell me, like, they just get dick pics on random, I never used to believe that shit. Because it's like, bitch.
Yeah.
That was just misogynistic, young teenage Mike. But when it happened to me, I was like, this is...
It's not pretty.
This is horrifying.
Yeah. Have you ever sent a dick pic with a girl without, like, girl that didn't ask you?
Absolutely not.
Never?
No.
I had two guys do that to me.
Wait, have you guys in the back sent a dick pic that girls didn't ask for it? See, there's one right there.
That's ugly. Definitely, you know. If y'all are sexting, all right.
No, not even that.
I feel like if you are sitting here like, yo, like on some real like heavy sexting, all right, cool. But if I'm talking to you about your dick,
we're
going to
do the FaceTime wave anyway.
No, not that.
What?
I'm talking about like I'm Snapchatting, I'm bored.
Like, oh my God, I blocked my ex because of that.
No, if you're my ex, you're blocked on everything.
No, that nigga, I was sitting at a diner with my fucking sorority sisters, and this nigga sent me a dick pic. I'm like, yo, I don't even talk to you like that. This shit was crazy.
I didn't even order this off.
Oh my God, yes. I raised in my hand. I did get an unwarranted one.
Oh, I remember that. You remember?
Yeah.
She was like, yo, what the fuck?
It was on Snapchat, too. That's how I just reminded
they be
me.
Getting, that's how they be getting you. Because you don't know.
No, I don't want that.
You don't know what to expect.
If that's your girl, okay, or your fiance in your case, that's okay. But if you someone I'm like this other guy in high school, he really liked me. I never talked to this man, never did anything, never chilled with him, never even gave him time of day, would send me dick pics. His dick was next to a remote. But his shit was already gosh. It was always smaller than the remote. So I'm like, what you trying to show me? He always would send it to me to the point where I blocked his ass because I'm like, what the fuck? I never sent him nothing.
Shits are weird looking.
They're nasty. They're
not
dicks aren't cute.
Shout out to they're y'all. No, it's not. They're not. I mean, mine's is a horrid thing.
I
only bring out when needed.
So weird how like girls like hate dick pics, but like guys love when they get like a surprise like titty pic.
Oh,
because titties look better.
Nothing, yeah, titties are amazing.
Titties, you understand? Are a
beautiful thing.
Over here. It's just so hey. Like if you ever y'all got a man, y'all got a significant other, yo, just send them some titties. Just do it. Just like
you like ass pics.
I do. I'm not an ass person.
Really? You a titty person?
I'm a titty man.
I prefer getting titty pictures. I don't really have a preference for either or. I think they're both beautiful.
Same
arts. Like things of art, but like they are like they're just sculpted the most like perfect
I love
way.
Like curvy
titties are
bodies,
all,
like
just
so beautiful.
Soft and squishy.
Why don't you just scissor right now and get it over? God damn,
they're just nice
it's because
things.
We appreciate right. a woman's form.
Let's
we...
get the straps out. Yo,
this is chef talk about
young ma Sanaa Lathan. Let's just get it on. Let's go.
What you call me?
Young Ma. Ooh.
No, you did not.
Yo.
Wow.
Young M.A.?
Wow. Right. Thank you. That's what her
Who
name
is. Who is Young Ma?
Young M.A. Young Ma.
You could tell you a South Jersey nigga.
Shout out to South Jersey. You already know, man. Shout out to the South Side. You already know.
Nah.
I'm not moving up north.
He never. He's y'all try
to convince me to go up there. I'm not doing that, man.
If this podcast really picks off, like, y'all reach levels of stardom, you're going to have to go to a place easily accessible.
I will visit. I ain't staying up. Yo.
You don't visit us.
I said,
bro,
I would.
Fake.
No, listen.
When last time you came, you saw New Year's.
New Year's.
That was 5 months ago.
New Year's was lit.
And he was fed up because we went to the club.
Nah, I wasn't. You know I'm not a club person, and then but it was just really packed that night. And you couldn't move and shit. I just wanted to find the nearest wall to just lean on and just park there for the 4 hours. Now the ride to the club, amazing.
Yo, have you told that story?
I think I did.
Yo, Ileana,
now the ride to the club, great.
What?
You know what I'm saying? But when we got there, you know, it was just too much for me.
It's a pretty packed club.
But what were we talking about? We were talking about music.
Dick pics.
Boob pics. So, wait, have you gotten like pussy pics?
Oh, they're great. I love
those, like pussy pics. Pussies are a lot cuter than penises, but I'd still rather see them in person than in pictures.
Of course.
You gotta have the right angle for one of those.
What's the right angle?
Same thing with an ass. Like with
ass
pics, I feel like you have to have a right angle.
I've seen good angle ones.
See, the right angle for the pussy is when you have to be, the girl has to be laying down and just open it up.
Like this, spread eagle.
Now I'm saying my favorite is like when I'm dealing with a real scumbag woman that I love, and they just send me videos of them playing with it. Oh man,
I got those too.
Those are A1 material. That's.
I feel like you talk about masturbation every podcast.
That's how
like,
you get cuffed
in
a hurry.
That's a great thing to do.
That's a big part of my life.
I
started at 22 and I didn't stop, baby.
Wait, you started masturbating at 22?
22, 23, yeah.
Are you serious?
Really?
You never masturbated before?
Not before 23.
Yo. Wow. Are you fucking serious?
Hold on. How old was I before senior? So 22 is what I
thought. So what the fuck were you doing before? Just like, dreaming?
I was just watching porn and just getting hard and watching it.
Wow. Sad life.
And look at the engineer in the back like, what the fuck? Shout out to the engineer, Jamie, Blue Light Studios, Mount Holly, New Jersey. I just had to see it. Something told me like when I said that to just look over and see his face. Something just told me like, let me look at him and see what's going on.
He's like, oh, this is and he was like, fucking weirdo.
That's crazy. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. I don't know why.
You would give yourself blue balls. No.
Yes. No, I would never get blue balls because I would never get that aroused. I would just get like, oh, this is hot, but not super hot to the point where it's like, oh, I'm about to fuck something. You know what I mean? It's like that level. Mm. It's a level when you're with a girl or a significant other or whoever you're dealing with and you getting hard to the point where it's like, oh, I think sex is about to happen. I was never in those situations where like, sex is about to happen. Because I know where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And I know what's in my hand.
So when was your first time getting blue balls?
With my first girlfriend.
Okay.
We were driving.
I don't believe
well, she was though. Driving because I was 15, 14. She was driving. I had an older girlfriend at the time.
How old?
She was about 17.
And you were?
18. Now I was 15.
She wasn't that much older.
Yeah, so she was driving. She started giving me a hand job while I'm in the passenger seat, and she's driving. Very talented individual. Shout out to you. So she was doing that when we were driving. I'm like, okay, is sex about to happen right now? This is before we started having sex. But I'm like,
were you a virgin at this time?
I was a virgin at this time.
Okay.
I was like, okay, it's about to go down. And then it transitioned into mouth stuff, but not finishing with the mouth stuff. And then I just experienced the worst pain a human being could ever experience in their lifetime.
And how long did that last?
It lasted a good hour.
And you think that can compare
absolutely
to having a period
absolutely
for
absolutely
7 days?
I don't believe. I don't think you're lying.
Absolutely, I think I'm
Michael.
Telling the truth.
I don't believe there's
women
blue balls. That's a lie.
Have
I
their,
believe it's
for
a
example.
Thing, but there's
let's talk about
no
blue balls compared to periods. You literally are bleeding out of your vagina for at least a week, maybe less
three,
more.
5 or 7 days.
you get cramps. Some women get back pain.
Throw up.
Some women vomit. Some pass out.
Your boobs are freaking sore.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Sore tits.
Nipples be on fire.
You feel bloated and fat and nasty. Your moods are going up and down. Like,
yo, my mood went up and down, too.
By hour.
I was about to. And then I was
like,
have
nigga, balls compare for like an hour three, to 5 to 8 days.
Right.
And a you're week bleeding. Every okay, year okay. from your life.
Y'all got us in the period game. You got that one. I'll never know.
Giving birth.
For a week. I don't know. You got it. You
I
win.
Hope you have five girls.
Five.
I hope you have five daughters.
Five daughters?
And no sons.
You would wish that on me?
Yes, I would.
You want me to not continue the line?
As misogynistic as you are.
Wow.
You so need I, it. You need
I
it.
Need I need a need daughter, but I need a son.
I need to have five. No.
Five
of five daughters.
That's
disgusting. That's a great punishment.
With that one is, woman.
That's a horrible.
No other baby mamas.
Nah, that's good.
I want him three baby mamas. So
yo, you're trying to ruin me. Ew.
Stress. It's not that stupid.
Hell no.
Shit. You never know.
Listen, I had some slip ups in my day, but.
Your pull out game weak?
Oh, absolutely. It's disgusting. It's
trash. Then you better have condoms.
That's what I do.
Oh, okay. That's
it's
nice.
Absolutely garbage.
Safe sex is great sex.
Like,
so
I might have the worst out there.
His reflexes
I think, bad, you know, out of all my sex, I think I've successfully pulled out twice. That
Mike,
I know of.
Oh,
I
my
know
God.
Was a successful porn star pull out, jack off into the area. You see all the semen come out. And I felt like a stud, though. I felt
thanks
like felt like Mr. Marcus. I was like,
visual.
Ah, on that ass. And then, you know, get the rag and do
so
you what
you
do.
So you need to only date girls who are on birth control.
Yeah.
Or use condoms all the time.
That's what I do. That's what I do. That's what it is.
It's not fun. Condoms are not fun.
I
don't play. Just
because
you... Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
Never mind. We won't... We're not getting into each other's personal lives tonight.
Nope.
But, yeah. So I don't play with that. I really don't.
Okay, so you said... We got it with the period thing. What exactly do y'all have?
Yo, dealing
nothing.
With y'all.
Excuse you.
Dealing with us.
Okay. All right, what about dealing with trifling ass niggas?
Exactly.
y'all attract trifling ass niggas.
Periods, births.
Oof! I attract men, and most of the men I attract are trifling ass niggas, so I don't know.
We can't, okay.
Something wrong
I'm,
with
this,
you.
Why is that
the woman's fault?
That you can't grow up.
I need to ask you something. Like,
ask
past.
Him.
What's up?
So... We're outside waiting for your ass,
mm-hmm.
and you walk you on the phone, and I can see your whole ass.
Oh, like, no.
It's just,
why are we talking about this?
Yo, listen.
What does
listen,
this have to do with
listen,
anything?
Listen. You was,
what are you about
shorts,
to tell me to pull my pants up? Sheriff
shorts,
David Clark?
Listen.
You about to go Republican
your
on me?
Your shorts was below.
What is wrong with you?
It was under the cuff. So y'all can do that, right? But if we walk outside...
How often do you see me do that?
Not,
stop.
I
how
see your ass a lot.
How often do you see me do that?
Like, I'm not talking
your
about
ass
just
a lot.
You. I'm talking about
you see me in the dorm, so you probably have seen my ass.
I see you in the dorm, our apartment.
Okay, I'm in like natural habitat. Say space.
I don't want to see your ass.
It doesn't matter. We don't want to see your
what
ass.
What are you looking at my ass
it's
for?
Exactly. It's a problem if we go outside in 95-degree weather with shorts on that just so you just
I don't care. I don't care.
Okay, but I'm saying that's a like... Since we're on like a somewhat topic of misogyny, that's a
okay.
That's an issue.
Let's talk about it since we're talking about
is
it.
Is that not an issue?
Well, is what not an issue?
That
the double standard?
Yeah.
There are some double standards, yes.
So
it's pretty much
everybody
a,
no. Everybody has double standards, but there's double standards that work in my favor as a man, and there's double standards that work in
so
your
you
favor as a woman.
You feel like it's okay if a female were to walk around on the beach with a thong bikini on?
I applaud fine. It. Please
okay.
do
it. If it was your girlfriend.
If it was your girlfriend.
My girlfriend's not doing that shit.
Exactly.
Why?
Because why? For what?
Why can't
like,
she?
Give me a logical reason except for, why does she?
It's because she worked really hard on her butt at the gym with the squats, and she want to show it off.
Listen,
to who? What did she
do? Everybody. Everybody.
To you.
Sometimes
to the men
she can show off for me at the house.
No, it's not for you. It's for her.
My ass is for me. It's not yours. It's not your fucking property. I grew this ass 24 motherfucking
but
years. It's my ass.
But at the same time, I feel like for
see,
most
that's the
guys
coming
from like an
what's
other
the shit
man
you're talking
thing,
about?
it's not just that like...
Because
like,
I don't
that's
want
just mine,
because I
but
know
they don't trust other men that are
exactly.
around.
and I know how niggas think.
That's your problem, not the woman's problem. Yeah, exactly. So you got
to
get over your
But you know, I'm communicating to you that I am uncomfortable with this. And I know that other niggas are viewing you like this. And you know this because I'm telling you. What are you getting out of this?
This is just like the...
What is the insecurity?
We're
going to
talk about your insecurity.
Like,
we're going to find some ways for you to cope with that. Yeah. So we can deal with it and social move the fuck on. Social worker in the
building. Okay. Okay.
Oh, Ileana wanted to turn up, huh?
Just now. I feel like this is just like the... When women get molested and then men are like, well, she had a mini skirt on.
Ah, that's different. That's
she
different.
Asked for it.
That's different. This that's is, different. It's just that's like unacceptable. That. That's not the same thing. Where you that was a whoa.
No, we went from, just like
we
that.
Went from niggas getting raped and molested to, yo, maybe you shouldn't wear that because niggas look at you funny.
Because niggas look at you funny, niggas want to have sex with you, right?
Yes.
All right. So if you weren't there with me, would you trust me to be out in a thong bikini?
I would trust you. That doesn't mean I like it.
Would you trust the niggas around you?
Around
me at that
no,
time.
No, I never trust these niggas.
Exactly, because rape culture is so ingrained in our culture that we can't even trust men to keep their hands to themselves or their comments to themselves when we're wearing clothes. Like, if I walk out in a thong bikini, you should mind your fucking business.
Why the fuck would I mind my business with all that ass? How do you mind your business with all that ass?
It's not yours.
Everywhere.
It's not. If you want to look and keep it moving.
Like, if I'm going to walk down the street, right, and I see a purple hippo with a tambourine playing We Are the World, I'm going to comment on that shit. Because that's a...
You going to go to the hippo and comment, wow, you're purple.
Like, wow, that's... I like how you purpled that out right there. That's some real... Nice tambourine that's work you got going on.
You're not doing that. You're going to laugh.
What's that
going to
do
what
for
you?
Y'all know.
What was that going to do for
you? What did you gain from that?
Have I not done... Y'all seen me do this.
But what does that do for you?
I'll let you know I appreciate it.
What does that do for you?
I don't know.
Exactly. What's the purpose? There's no point.
What's the purpose of wearing it?
Because I'm going to wear it.
Why
can't I wear what I fucking want to wear?
Exactly.
So hold on. So when y'all, if y'all wearing the bikini with the string and the thong, whatever you want to do, there's no part of you that when you put that on, it's like the niggas is gonna be sweating.
No, I'm gonna be like, damn, I look good.
I look in the mirror.
Oh,
like,
damn,
Oh, what if I want to look good for my man? Like, what if I'm doing that for him?
So okay, bet.
Fuck that nigga too.
Why can't I be out in the mirror like that? You said, okay, I want to do that for my man, right? And if your man...
What did I just say?
Shout out to the homie. the bull communicates to you, I'm not comfortable with that, then what are we doing at this point? Right?
What?
If you say, I want to wear this for my man, right?
Right.
And your man, upon seeing it, says, I'm not comfortable with that, then what are we doing now?
Now I'm working on myself.
Yeah. Now you're wearing it. So what the fuck then? Exactly.
It's two reasons.
Now it's two reasons. We're moving the goalposts is what we're doing.
No. I won't wear it out of respect, but I just feel like it's bullshit. Like,
yeah.
That women have to confine to all these, like, oh, I can't have my titties out like this. I can't have a thong on like this because other men will be looking. But if that's what I really want to wear, if that's how I like to dress, then what's the problem?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Like, I feel like this ain't, society is catered to men not being able to control themselves, men being animalistic. Like, yes. Grow the fuck up and you can't
keep
have everything you want.
Exactly.
Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself. Get a girl that you can fucking look at all day. Don't look
at
me.
And if you see the purple hippo, just look and walk away. Why you gotta say something?
You don't gotta say something.
There's
purple
no
hippo.
Reason to. It did nothing for you.
The hippo came out purple and shit.
You it does nothing
come
for
out
you.
When every other hippo was gray, and you would come out here purple and shit, and not with playing tambourine, nobody's gonna say nothing.
You think the hippo was like, ooh, I wonder if Mike's gonna be there. I wonder if Mike's gonna comment. No,
I know he don't think I'm about to be out here purple and just have a normal day like all the other gray niggas. You think that? If he does, he's a damn fool.
All I'm saying is that men need to just grow the fuck up, and there needs to be this society needs to put more accountability on men and all that shit.
Women got some accountability issues as well.
Like what?
I mean, I understand that because
I want to hear examples though.
It's a lot of females that like to accuse niggas of being rapists and all types of shit like that, and they really don't enough. Be doing nothing. They really don't be doing nothing. And that's just, some real fucked up shit.
No, let me hear your but insight.
At the same time.
Oh, here we go.
The way our society is molded as a whole, like, it's revolved around y'all. So it's like, we're gonna get held accountable for that. That's to me, I feel like that's something that's like the tip of the iceberg compared to what. Yeah, exactly.
It's a man's world.
Exactly.
Yeah. We know
this. So shout out to the patriarchy.
How do women need to be held more accountable? I wanna hear this.
Because y'all say things and then y'all don't apply it to everything in all senses. Like, I'll give you an example. I saw this on Twitter. It's piqued my interest. Now, this girl posted a text thread between a dude, her and some dude, and the nigga said, she said something like, oh, just be dressed and ready. Keep your schedule free this weekend.
Did the guy said to his girl?
To his girl, some girl, and he said, somebody captioned it and they said, oh, we love the dude that takes control or whatever, stuff like that. But then I saw another dude retweet and said, until an ugly dude does that same thing, and now it's, yo, men feels like they're entitled to our time. And it's just snap, snap, bloop, bloop, all that shit.
You're right.
And it's a lot of shit like that. Y'all tolerate shit from...
I don't tolerate shit from nobody, first of all.
All right, Rebel Kaylin. But a lot of you...
A lot of women will tolerate a lot of shit
from a nigga that they believe is attractive. So they have their flaws and accountability as well, like we do. Like, I'm going to, like, you know, like, it's things with everybody.
But men's accountability, but women's accountability doesn't harm
women.
That is also,
it still caters to y'all.
Y'all don't understand how many times I walked down the street afraid.
It still caters to a portion of the male society.
To get hit on by a man, like, to get harassed by men. That's scary. You don't know how that feels to be afraid to walk in certain areas because you know you're going to get harassed by a man. Mm-hmm. That's fucking terrible.
No. You laughing? I'm about to say.
Yo, don't kill my man. Let him rock.
I'm sorry.
He has allergies. All right, he has allergies. Let my man
cook. I'm sorry. Bless you.
But, you know, I don't know what that feels like. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Very true. That's something I'll never experience. And it's like, I will go to war with y'all on some things, but some things, like, I'll never stand for shit when it leads to women being harmed or women getting hurt. Now, when you have some things like how people view you and talk to you, not even talk to you, but view you and treat you relationship-wise, we can have that debate all day.
Please, let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? But... When it crosses the line of physical actions, harm against surgeon, I ain't with that shit. You should never be hitting these hoes at all.
Be hitting these
bitches.
Should never be hitting these
sluts.
You should never be hitting these.
You could do this all night.
Women.
There you go. Thank you, Michael.
Be hitting these women. Or as Black Youngster would say, horse. Let me horse. I'm never with that. It always crosses the line with me when it comes to physically harm. I'm never.
So you feel as though if you are viewed as, I guess, a hoe, you can't be in a relationship. You shouldn't be.
Why? You shouldn't be upset that you can't find a serious one. Let's bring her back. Thank you,
why
Corey.
Why you think she's a whore?
She's a whore.
She's a whore.
She refers to her. And there's nothing wrong. I feel like there's nothing wrong with
you. You can be a hoe.
Be it.
But
shit.
Being a hoe comes with some things that aren't great.
What do you define? What's a hoe? Like, thank you. What do you think is a hoe?
A hoe is...
A hoe, slut whore. Slut whore.
Is a whore.
A sexually liberated female.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's liberated to the point of it just looks crazy. It's just unabashed, reckless behavior.
That's the same for women and men.
Yeah, that's the same for women and men.
Okay.
Men can be out here. Yo, if you out here dirty dick Dan, don't be out here. Man, why don't no girl want to cuff me? Don't think gonna take me serious? Cause you're dirty dick Dan, you're out here fucking everything that moves. Like, but great point to bring Amber Rose back. Amber Rose has been complaining lately, like, yo, men don't take me seriously. They don't want to get in a relationship with me because, I don't know. Now, then she starts bringing up because this patriarchal society and blah, blah, blah.
But she's been, like, three, like, straight, serious relationships.
Yeah, very serious relationships.
Are they serious? Yo, them niggas, them shits ain't been serious.
Where's Khalifa? She loved him.
She had a son with him. She got married. She loved that man. With that man.
Yeah.
Oh, we... So because we have kids with niggas, we in love now?
No, she really
loves. Really? Yeah, but she let me introduce you to some people I know.
But I just want to ask, what's the difference between sexual freedom and being a hoe?
Exactly. What's the difference? You're still sexually liberated.
Da-da-da.
But she just took the term and accepted it and put it together.
I like sex. A bad thing I like anymore. To have sex. Am I a hoe?
Right. I feel sexually liberated. You love to have sex. Is sex not amazing? I don't know about you, but I have some.
So what's the problem?
Sex, so I feel like, how come we can't just
bask? Are you trying to put like your pussy game out there?
Not at all.
Hey.
Can't nobody see
trying to advertise? Hey, yo, y'all trying to
see you?
But I, y'all it's like to see I'm a voice. You know how you like hear to listen to the radio and hear somebody's voice, you'd be like, damn, they must be bad as fuck. They be ugly as fuck. That's why they work on the radio.
That's true. Radio niggas are ugly.
Shout out podcast to the niggas.
Because ugly niggas be winning like, out here.
I'm not saying nothing like that. I'm just saying, like,
but
if you have great sex and you know you have great sex, why not share it? Why not, you know, pass it on? Wasn't that like a commercial or some shit like that for like education?
Oh, what?
No. Some shit.
I didn't see that. On cable.
Like with her, but let's bring Amber Rose back. Like,
I don't think Amber Rose is a whore.
She's an absolute whore.
I don't think so.
Like, I don't think so.
She's a textbook whore.
She's sexually liberated.
She's a liberated whore. A free hoe. I don't know what you can do all the terminology and big words you want. Hoe. Hoe is a hoe is a hoe. So, now, why would a nigga take... Now, why do you think somebody should take Amber Rose seriously if you think they should?
Why not?
Because she's a great person. She's a great personality. She's hilarious. She's funny.
Yeah, what's funny about her? What is?
I don't know. Maybe
you don't know. Exactly. You just saying shit.
I don't know. I want to back her up. Why can't I back her up?
When you want to back, yo, say something with some substance.
No, that is substance. Like I'm saying, like she might have a great personality. You don't know her. I don't know. She might be really caring. She might be very loyal. You don't know that. You don't know her.
What is like?
All I can. All right. So I don't know her. If I don't know her, all I can go on is what I've seen, correct?
Well, so what have you seen that made you want to know her?
Why would I want to get to know her? Based off what I've seen.
What have you seen?
Exactly.
Based off, okay, I've seen you go through Kanye. I've seen you go through...
How old is she? She's a grown woman.
I've seen you go through Kanye. I've seen you go through Wiz. I've seen you go through 21 Savage. I've seen you go through the other nigga that plays for the Raptors. I've seen you go through Machine Gun Kelly.
She's 34 years old. She a grown woman. How much?
This is all within the past 6-7 years.
She a grown. What you think she's gonna have sex with one person?
And all these niggas are rich.
So what? So she got a type. You got a type. Nigga?
And so what? Why did she get on that?
Niggas with money.
What's your type, Mike?
You know what I'm talking about.
What's your type?
Big Jones with the Yetis.
Exactly. So if I'm here and I got a double A cup and I see
fuck out my face, bro.
And I see you with all these big titty girls, I'm gonna be like, oh, Mike got a tight. He a hoe? No, you just got a fucking tight.
No. That's because I don't fuck with the homies because people with A cups are the homies. You're the bros. Anyway.
What?
If you got A cup titties, you one of the bros, bro.
Are you fucking serious?
You're one of my niggas.
You gotta lose all your.
So Ileana don't got A cups. Huh? I don't have A cups with your niggas.
If you have A cups,
you might. You one of the bros anyway.
So then what the fuck?
So don't matter.
So all
what? Right?
He don't even know what he's talking about.
What am I? It makes sense.
She's saying that they're close anyway, so she's one of the bros anyway, so that the titties don't matter.
Yeah. Okay, but
you
I'm
you can get them chopped
like,
off today, you still be my nigga.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're with a girl and she gets a breast reduction, is she your nigga now?
We gonna have a talk about that. That's a lot of change.
Titties are superficial. You need to look into her personality. That's why you probably get hoes. Not that your exes are hoes. I don't know them. I'm sorry.
But still, you're...
My exes are cool.
Still.
Yeah, that's why straight. I don't want to upset any of them.
Nah, they all straight.
Your sexual history, past, future, present, whatever the fuck. It shouldn't matter when you're trying to be serious.
Nah, when I see you've been in a lot of your relationships don't last long.
You're the problem. So
what? Oh, maybe all your relationships don't last long. So you just running the shitty nigga after shitty nigga after shitty nigga after shitty nigga. At what point is it you?
Let's be real.
Let's be real. All right, all these niggas are fucked up. All of them.
Probably.
You can't.
Kanye so it's never. Have you seen Kanye West?
Wiz Khalifa's a fucked up person. He seems like a pretty nice guy.
Nigga used to be a fucking.
You know Wiz Khalifa.
Do you know Amber Rose? Exactly. Yeah, that damn fucking stalemate, huh?
That dude.
All right.
So, like, I mean, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you looking at.
She said that she didn't like Amber. She didn't like Kanye because he would say things that would go over her head.
Oh, because she was smart and she's a goddamn dummy.
All right.
You know what? She's smart enough to get this money, though. And that's all that matters.
She's smart enough to hoe and get this money. And the bitch, oh yeah, she put out a fucking book on how to hoe and use these niggas for their money. So we know.
And I'm going to read it.
She put out a, she made a book.
For real.
She put out a fucking book. She put out a whole manual to get these niggas out of their bread. That's what she.
You read the book?
I read enough sections of the book to
know. We read the intro, the first page.
I'm not reading anything she got to write. What the fuck would I look like?
Why? Because she a hoe?
She's not somebody I would have any interest in reading what she has to say.
You know what I came to realize in life? The women that we think are hoes, really, like, a lot of them went through some deep emotional turmoil in their life.
And I'm sorry for you. And, baby, you done scammed enough money out these niggas to afford the therapy you can get. So, get it. Or, I don't know.
Some people use sex as, like, a coping mechanism.
Yeah, we're not about to use the goalposts for Amber Rose hoe as, well, maybe she went through some trauma. And then we're going to tell Chris Brown to be responsible.
I was just about to say that.
So
you said
if
that,
these niggas need therapy, these niggas need therapy.
She needs therapy, too.
Whether you're sucking dick or using coke.
I'm not saying she don't need therapy. I'm just saying I don't know her as a hoe.
It's different when you're harming somebody and it's just harming you as a person.
Exactly. If I'm beating the shit out of someone because I'm hurt, I really need therapy. If she just fucking
she still needs therapy, but she's not hurting anybody.
She's hurting herself.
Yeah, but that's her.
What if she just like it? There's nothing wrong with
some
that.
People just like
that.
Like,
what is it? She likes penis.
She likes scamming that penis for money.
That's real. You talking about Black China?
No, we're talking about all those hoes.
Why I gotta be in a category?
It's documented. She put pen to paper. And wrote a book about. I don't know why we're doing this.
I'm just really annoyed because I feel like women aren't allowed the same sexual freedoms as men are.
Yeah.
They're not. Like, they're not.
But why?
Because it's wrong. We're in a patriarchal, misogynistic society and where men have domineering double standards over women. I explained that.
There you go. You have the answer.
So shout out to it.
We should even have this conversation.
If I go on and say if I had a podcast and I talked about how much I love dick and pussy all day, people going
to
be like...
Yo, shout out to Tiffany Say and pussy.
I can't leave it out. I got both sides.
And pussy.
But like, if I do that shit... People gonna be like, "Oh, damn, Tiffany's a hoe. She's like that."
No,
like why?
No, nobody's gonna say that.
People would say that.
But when you do that, and you throw events, and you write a book, and you have a history of fucking niggas with money, yeah, it's kind of. It would be fair at that point.
Plot twist: man, Amber Rose not doing none of that. She's just writing it just to get money.
For real, the same way Kanye talking about Trump to get money.
Boom, she not really a hoe.
So Trump might not believe that. Like Kanye may not believe in Trump for real. You don't think he really believes in that shit?
Maybe he's just trying to milk you niggas.
We don't know.
Y'all still talking about him, right?
We are.
Y'all still listening to his shit on iTunes, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So he's still getting his money at the end of the day.
Look, give me that Amber Rose album. No, all right. Yeah, she does nothing.
Exactly. Women still listen
and
to her.
Still gets money.
She had a talk show.
She did.
Is that shit still on?
Four episodes?
I don't think so.
Shout out to her.
I heard it was boring.
It was boring.
I wanted to watch
she's
it.
She's not interested. Besides sucking dick, she don't got nothing valuable to add to the world.
She was trying to like put value and like bring women up, say that we could do the same things men could do.
Meanwhile, I listened to this other podcast like a few months ago, and they were talking. They had this woman come on. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to free promo this podcast, though. But
no, we show love. We show love over here.
It was Trapping Anonymous.
Oh, were they about to join that, the Twitter hoe?
Yeah. There? And y'all listened to that shit so intensely. You probably were sitting there like, oh, my God, wow.
I know who that is, too.
You do?
I follow her.
Wow.
You should have her on your show.
She got mean neck, bro.
She probably going to charge you like out the...
Nah. I'm trying to get one of these Jones on. Shout out. Shout
but
out.
Y'all shout was out listening to that shit so intently about all her techniques to suck dick and to milk these niggas for money. And that's okay because it's interesting. It's Twitter. She's selling her pussy on Twitter. That's cool. But Amber Rose can't do it on a bigger platform.
She can do it. But I bet you. But that same chick, because I know who that chick is. She's not out here looking for boyfriends because they know, she knows they see her as a hoe and not going to take her seriously. She's taking that L because she knows what this whole lifestyle brings. You can't have your cake and eat it too sometimes. You want to be a hoe? Being a hoe comes with some things.
I'm so glad you mentioned that because let's talk about men who want to have the cake and eat it too.
Yeah, it's wrong. They shouldn't. But, yeah.
No, don't gloss over it.
Sometimes that men? Want to have their cake and eat.
Men want to be in relationships and cheat and lie and do whatever they want, and the woman can't do none of that, but the man can. Tell me I'm wrong.
Yo, that has been that shit. That's not that serious the podcast. I think we're running out of time here, right?
What's your opinion on interracial dating?
Real quick.
I'm an interracial relationship, too.
You are an interracial relationship. Shout out to you.
She is. She's Dominican, dating a black man. Very black man.
Shout
out to my brother-in-law.
I set them up, too. Shout out to them.
You did not, but okay.
You didn't. She won't even let me claim that I did it, even though I hope.
Because I did. Okay.
She fake. She fake.
Really damn wild.
I've been in several interracial relationships, actually. I've been in more... I want to say more interracial relationship than I've been in same racial relationship. So I don't have a problem with it. Although...
How many uncircumcised Dominican dicks you've sucked?
No comment.
Has uncircumcised dick, have y'all seen any? Because I don't...
I haven't seen it in
person. I want to say this so
you're
bad.
You're from
I'm going to get cursed.
You're from
out.
Jersey City, right?
No, she's from Jersey City.
And you from?
Roselle.
Elizabeth. Y'all done seen plenty of uncircumcised dick.
A person who is black, who I can't name because they will curse me out, has an uncircumcised penis.
Yo, I don't need. Yo, that's been not that serious the podcast. Yo.
No. Yeah, but I think at first I was like, oh, that's just weird. But that shit is pretty. I heard it increases your orgasm. I'm not circumcising my son because I want him to have the best orgasm and the best life.
Isn't I feel like they look like hot
pockets. No, if you clean your, if your daddy show
about
you
cleaning your dick, bro.
Just pull the shit down. It's not that hard. Pull it down.
Pull out the anteater
wash
skin.
Your shit. It's really, if you're a dirty nigga, then you're going to get infections, but that's a
myth. You
deserve
it because you're a dirty nigga.
The uncircumcised penis that I experienced, he's a very clean man. He cleans his dick thoroughly. I've never had any problems. It's crazy because they know what I'm talking about.
It's just weird.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Ew. You gotta push this.
That's
thing
it, right?
Nah,
you
probably
you know what?
It looks like a you know
you gotta be out of time.
James,
how many times
you gotta
be out of time?
Just fuck them and it slides down.
I'm saying like if you're like if it's oral, you gotta,
nah. It's not like at first I thought it was weird. Like
this podcast has gotten away from the people.
Wait, so when you suck it, it's like you suck it.
Yo,
that's
it.
That's a real question. No.
Don't cut me off. This is I need women to understand. Like I really want to promote for the uncircumcised penis.
Wait, I'm asking Tiffany. Like for real.
Yeah.
Like
no,
like,
I'm telling
it, like,
you.
Skin
like,
coming back first and then the penis. Like,
no. Like
why are you moving your head like that? Like you dodging like you're doing like a Mary J. Blige dance.
Like this same person with the uncircumcised penis that I've been messed with for a few years.
You keep getting more specific when you say shit.
I don't really think he cares, but I
you went from people going cursing you out. To, I don't think he cares. You just ready to take the L.
I am.
Jesus Christ.
I at first I was like, yo, this shit that uncircumcised penis is weird, blah, blah, blah. He was like, okay. He let me talk my shit. And then when I experienced it, I was like, oh, it's really, like, you, it's no difference. You really can't tell. Like,
oh, yeah, I'm not saying you do. It's just not, they're still weird looking.
Even, I think it looks normal.
They look like,
what's, it's normal to you now.
Them crescent.
And at first, I didn't notice it. Like, I didn't really notice it. Yeah, eventually, like, if you really analyze the dick, you see, like, okay, you have some more skin. But I feel like, why, I just want to ask you both, why do you want to circumcise your sons? Because we were told
I don't really care.
That?
I don't really care. It doesn't really matter.
Like, I feel like a lot of times people just circumcise their kids because you were told to do it. But there's really no actual reason. It's an urban legend that you get infections. You just,
isn't it like a religious thing, too?
Like,
yeah, a Jewish religion thing.
It's not just Jewish. A lot of people do that. But, yeah, but I thought that's what, at least what I heard, that you can get, like, infections and stuff like that. And other.
Yeah, no, I talked about that, and I'm like, can't you, are you more susceptible to infections? But he told me that it's really not true. Like,
I don't want my son to have a weird-looking dick.
If you just clean, it's like...
I don't want my son.
It's already going to be weird-looking because it's a dick, so it's like...
But it when you take off that skin, you're taking off, that's like, a lot of, like, sensitivity.
Do you have, like, a big male audience? Or, like, you think they'll be, like, they'll just turn it off after this conversation?
I don't know. I don't know.
Mike's like, I lost all my followers.
I really lost all control of my own podcast.
Well, wait.
It's gone away from me.
Let's bring it back to interracial relationships. Real quick, before the end of this. I don't know. Okay. So, like I said, I've been in numerous interracial relationships, so I don't have a problem. My main issue is with the men who are like, I don't date black women because X, Y, and Z. Because they have attitude problems. One of your friends, I don't know if you're still friends, I don't know, but he really pissed me off at that event we had. Because he was like, I don't date black women because they have attitudes. Cool,
okay, yeah. So that's what the whole Cardi B thing was about. Mm-hmm. Because Azalea Banks said that Cardi B is this caricature of a black woman in America, but like because she's light-skinned, she gets away with it. But if it was a dark-skinned woman... then she'd be labeled as, you know, ghetto, loud, with a bad attitude. But since she's Hispanic, it's like, it's cute or whatever. This is her.
Azalea Banks is a person, like she has a valid point there.
She does, but I feel like it's aimed toward the...
It's the right point for the wrong reason.
Yeah. How do you think it's about a point?
She has a point.
It's a valid point.
It's a very valid point, but it shouldn't be aimed at Cardi. It's not Cardi's
fault. It's more acceptable because it's coming from a light-skinned Latina woman than it was. It was some dark-skinned black chick out here... acting like that, somebody would have called her ghetto a while.
Yeah, a long ass. Like and people do, Tiffany but has. She has like, way more support than would have happened a while ago.
All right, I completely agree with you guys, but I just want to say, let's play devil's advocate here. Why do black women get challenged to have to look a certain way, dress a certain way, act a certain way, hold themselves a certain way? To an extent that white women aren't. White women can trip and fall and giggle and laugh.
Of course, that's very true. But I'm saying that's the problem. It's the media and society that's the problem. And she has a point, but she's not aiming it at the at the actual problem. Cardi's not the problem.
Like, I feel it's a little problematic that we have these high expectations of black women that they have to carry themselves a certain way for the people. But white women don't, like,
and neither do black men, and that's what Cardi's point was, because the same stuff that she raps about, they rap about, and nobody acts the way she acts, like,
that also brings everything like that. Like, the extreme feminists talk, like, especially, like, black women feminists, they do that whole shit where they say black men are the white men of black people, which I find hysterical.
It's sad.
I find it absolutely fucking hysterical that you could say something like that. Because and actually mean it with and have thought, but I always ask the people that same thing: would you rather be a white woman in America or a black man?
I'd rather be a white woman.
Exactly,
a white woman
all the time.
But would you rather be a black man or a black woman?
That's just man woman shit.
No,
that's just man. Would you rather be an X man versus X woman? Of course it's man shit because we live in a patriarchal society.
Nah.
But if that patriarchal shit don't benefit black men like it do white women.
All right, let's not talk about white women.
Being a male as a whole, it benefits you.
Yeah, but don't call me the white man of this.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't agree with that at all.
The boots on my neck too, my nigga.
I don't agree with it,
but I understand it because at the end of the day, like, I feel like black men... and this is just solely towards black men, have the expectation that black women are going to back them up, are going to support them. are going to come to their aid. But where are black men when black women need it? Where are black men when black women feel... Like, so many... This shit has happened to me personally, too. Like, so many times black men have looked at me to... Like, a traumatic situation, they've looked at me to take it all in and to just be the woman and to fix it and not looked at me like an emotional being. Like, black women are really, like, that quote. I don't know how to say it exactly, but that quote that black women are, like, the most discounted group is true. Like, so often our feelings are not held, like, no one cares. Like, oh, you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to hold me down because you're a black woman. And that's what you're supposed to do. Like, my mom did.
You still get put on the pedestal. Like, y'all still get put on the pedestal.
Right? Yes, black men don't always come to our aid.
If we want to do pedestals, okay. Say if
we're on the bottom. Black women.
The dead bottom.
Colored women.
And don't be a gay black woman. Woof.
We're at the bottom.
You under the ground.
If we on the bottom, if y'all on the bottom, we a half inch up.
You like a foot up.
You're a little higher than that.
Look at it in this perspective of things.
And y'all, I'm not saying that y'all don't have it hard either.
We ain't out here skipping and trolleying in the fields.
I completely get that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but why can't you take our feelings for?
When you minimize what we go through. Because then it turns into a competition. Like, we go through more shit.
How could we ever minimize what you go through for always backing you up?
People say white men of this, you minimize what I'm doing.
I would never call a black man a white man.
I'm just using that term because I've heard that so many times.
I don't agree with that at all.
But I understand why they said it.
But, damn. I wish we could have kept going. Well, that's it.
That is it. Invite us back.
Yeah, I'm paying by the hour over here at Blue Light Studio, so they don't play around. shout out to Jamie. It's been Not That Serious, the podcast. First of all, everybody, you know, where can we find you if y'all wants to follow you, you know, on social media? If not, you know what I'm saying, just say whatever.
_ Jiggy, JIGGYY, Instagram.
You can follow me at _TinaNicole. I think I said that shit wrong. It's _TINICOLE. I don't have Twitter because I don't think y'all care what I think, but
you can't follow me, but guys, I'm graduating next year with my master's, so
you know what I'm saying? You wanna follow her, she got mad horoscopes cause that shit ain't real. Kaylin, plug your podcast one last time.
It is Blurred Thoughts on SoundCloud and iTunes. So
shout out to that.
Everyone go subscribe to that. She's cool as hell.
Thank you. I try.
What the fuck?
Yo.
Anyway. We got all right.
He just found out he's adopted, he's a little check, upset.
That has been the ladies night episode. I know we've been all over the place this one. Because I really just came in and said, yo, I'm about to just bring in my homegirls. And we're going freestyle and we're going to see where it goes.
Did we even touch all the topics?
We didn't touch half the topics we wanted to talk about.
Sheesh. Because, save them. Don't use them with nobody else. DJ
comment on Mike or the Not Serious Pod. I think that's your at on Instagram if you want us to talk more about DJ Khaled.
She just out here playing.
We coming
DJ
back.
DJ Khaled, not eating pussy. I'm coming back. If you want to hear us talk about how niggas still ain't shit, we still here.
Comments. Clearly. Just ask Mike. Beg Mike to have him back.
Tiffany wants to start her own podcast and using mine as a demo.
Would y'all follow me?
We'll put a poll out there. You will hear more from Tiffany if she got her own pod. We'll see what's going on with that.
That's cute.
I want her to start it. I think she has something good to say.
I do.
But until then, it's all about our shit right now. So, Not That Serious, the podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Not That Serious Pod, on Twitter at NTS Pod. You can listen to us everywhere that podcasts are, except for Spotify, because Spotify is a mean motherfucker to crack.
Yeah, they're not fucking with y'all.
They don't fuck with us.
Don't have no charges.
I think it's because we play other people's music in intros and outros. Maybe that's why. But until Spotify gets their shit together, you can listen to us on SoundCloud, Google Play Music, iTunes, Not That Serious Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike Lowkey, at M-I-K-E-L-O-W-K-E-Y Corey in the building. You can't follow him nowhere because he got shit to lose. Austin, can we follow you anywhere? At Speedy Too Fast, S-P-E-E-D-Y, number two, fast on Instagram. You're going to see a lot of drawings in anime because Austin's like that. He don't post of himself because he's not a vain person in this society. Listen to us. Make sure you listen, comment, subscribe, write a comment. It helps. Write a review. Rate us 5 stars. Anything lower than 5 stars, you eat a... You know what I'm saying? But that's been every... That's it. That's us. Thank you for listening. Say bye, ladies.
Good
night. Oh, that sounded so great. It felt like a pimp. All right.
He's not.